From the beginning, there's a fight going on. It's been a warfare between right and wrong. The fight continues and the battle rages. The rightful conclusion is the battle of the ages. The fight is not between God and Satan, for this is wrong, it's a lie that's blatant. Who could withstand God? How would you begin? In a fight against God, you could never win. Some say the battle is between dark and light, but when the two meet, there's really no fight. Or what will happen when you turn on the light? The light will prevail and darkness takes flight. The beginning battle was between seas. This was a battle, a great war indeed. Upon the feet of men, the serpent would tread. But the seed of the woman would trample his head. As the seed of the woman, Jesus did God's will. By doing God's word, the word was fulfilled. Jesus conquered all, he spoiled the enemy. He defeated every power and displayed them openly. If the battle is over, then what is wrong? If the victory's been won, why do we fight on? If Jesus won the fight, is there more to discuss? If we are free, why do chains still bind us? So where is the warfare? Where is the battle? If the victory's been won, why do we still struggle? Why do we still fight? Why do we still war? Is there anything else left fighting for? The battle that's raging is inside of me. It's a battle of the ages in the heavenly. There is a struggle for my spirit to be free. My mind must surrender to no liberty. The battle that rages is not between men. It's not the devil. It's not about sin. These have been conquered at Calvary. When I understand this, then I will be free. So the battle's not outward, it's internally. It's a fight for control of my destiny. Not a fight of flesh and blood, it's not between nations. It's a battle of the mind and imagination. The war prophesied by wise men and sages stirs imagination and fills many pages. Though the war is settled, yet it still rages. It's the battle of the mind, the battle of the ages.